Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart. We're asking our choir to come down. In my heart, Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart. In my heart, oh Lord. Oh, in my heart, in my heart, Lord, I want, yeah, to be just like Jesus in my heart, in my heart. I don't want to be like Judas in my heart. In my heart. I don't want to be like Judas in my heart, in my heart, yeah, in my heart, in my heart, I don't. To be like Judas in my heart, I want to be like Jesus. Yes, Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart. In my heart, Lord, I want to be just like Jesus in my heart. Hallelujah. In my heart, in my heart, oh Lord. Yes, in my heart, in my heart, Lord, I want to be like Jesus. In, we're yet standing for the reading of the Word of God. Book of Matthew's Gospel. Chapter number 14. And I read in your hearing, beginning at verse number 22. Matthew chapter 14, starting at verse 22, we find these words. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. You may be seated. I want to talk about a six-letter word today. I want to talk about storms. Storms. Prior to the occurrence of the events here recorded in our text, Jesus, the Son of the Living God, Mary's baby, along with the 12, his disciples that he had hand picked, and one of them was devil. They had recently departed from what the Bible, help me, Holy Ghost, calls a desert place. There were no houses there, Sister Montford. No marketplaces. There was no food there. For it was a desert place. Here, Jesus, my Lord and your God, took 5 barley loaves of bread and only 2 fishes. I know that's not in your English book, but it's in the book. The book says that he took 5 barley loaves. That's poor man's bread. It's down the ladder from wheat bread. He took 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes. And he fed 5,000. That was not including the women and the children. I suppose, my brothers and sisters, that if Matthew had told the number of the women and children, some 15,000 souls would have been fed that day. And the Bible makes it clear that the multitude was impressed. They were overwhelmed with joy when they saw the miracle, hallelujah, of the loaves and the fishes. So impressed that they said that they would take him by force and make him their king. Not because, Deacon Johnny, that they cared so much for Jesus. And they thought that if they could make him their king, and they would not lack for meat and bread to eat. Can I get a witness here? You do understand that some folk just want you for what they can get out of you. And when they have milked you dry, they will kick you to the curb. I ought to have a witness here. Yeah, Jesus, the Bible says, sent the multitude away. And then he had to constrain his own disciples to get into the ship, and he sent them across the Sea of Galilee. to the other side. And then Jesus stole away. Oh, my brothers and sisters, every now and then, you ought to steal away somewhere from the rat race of life. Turn off CNN and turn off Rush Limbaugh and steal away somewhere. Jesus went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when he come down from the mountain, he discovered that he was there all alone. But now the ship was in the midst of the sea. And the Bible says that it was tossed with waves. They found themselves in the middle of a storm. And as we ponder the disciples' predicament, it will allow me to say three things about storms. First of all, my brothers and sisters, you need to understand that storms really are unpredictable. Can I get some help here? I know you have some pretty good weathermen on TV, but they really cannot predict when a storm will rise. Oh, after everything is in place and the storm starts to move your way, they can just about tell you then where it's going, but they don't know when it's going to make up. Can I get a witness here? These 12 men had no inkling that there was a storm waiting on them. You see, the Sea of Galilee was and still is a temperamental sea. It is a fickle sea. It's a vacillating sea. It's a volatile sea. It's a moody, like some folk. Yeah, some folk are moody. Some folk are fickle. They'll be one way with you this morning, and then there'll be another way. And act like they don't know you before the sun goes down. The Sea of Galilee was fickle, and it would change on you in a moment's notice. They didn't know that the storm was coming. It caught them off guard. Had they known it was coming, they never would have got in the boat. They're on their way to the other side. But suddenly they find themselves in the middle of a storm. You know, my brothers and sisters, that's how life is. Our life sea. It's a temperamental sea. It's a fickle sea. Our life sea will change on us at a moment's notice. Everything may be all right with my health today, but then I go to the doctor and I get a bad report card from him. Everything is all right with my family, but in the middle of the night I get a phone call and my life sea is now a stormy sea. I need to tell you, brothers and sisters, don't look down your nose at folk who are in a storm. When people are in a storm, don't you look down your nose at them, because just as surely as they find themselves in the middle of a storm, you are on your way. It's not a time to look down on anybody and say it's because of the life they live. It's not a time for you to pass judgment on folk because you have a storm in your room. You've heard it said, and either you have just left a storm, or some of y'all are in a storm right now. A secret storm. You don't want folk to know about it. Try to keep it all to
for yourself, but you ought to tell somebody what's wrong with you. Let somebody know so they can help you pray. You need someone to help you pray when you're in a storm.
Are you on your way? And I'm in the same boat. We all in that boat. Either we have just left a storm, we're in one now, or we're on our way to one. And they are unpredictable, my brothers and sisters. You can't hide from the storm. They know how to find you unexpectedly. And so I go to my seat. Storms are unpredictable. And then they are inevitable. These boys couldn't get around that storm. That storm had their names on it. That storm was made up specially for them. We won't get through this life without encountering some storm. It may be a financial storm, a health storm, a relational storm. Job had all of these. Job had a financial storm. Job had a health storm. Job had a relational storm. His wife told him, boy, you ought to curse God and die. He lost everything, lost all of his children, lost all of his money. But he didn't lose his hope in God. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, we won't get through life without some storms messing up our placid sea. We like to have smooth, you understand, sailing all the time. We don't want no rough water. We're going to have some storm. I'm just 50 years old. I thank God for being half 100. I've encountered a few storms. I know I've got some more to deal with. Sister Green been here 90 years. She don't mind me saying that. She's dealt with a lot of storms. Sister Mary Williams been here 80 something years. A lot of storms. We've got some storms. They are inevitable. We've got to deal with them. 1 Peter 4:12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials that will try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. It's not strange for a child of God to go through some trouble. It's not strange for a child of God to be persecuted. It's not strange for a child of God to be called anything but a child of God. It's not strange. It's normal. Those who will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Some of God's best servants had to go through storms. Daniel had his storm to deal with. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had a storm. They had to deal with these disciples here. Their storm was not upon them because of their disobedience to the Lord. They were in the storm because they were trying their best to obey him. The Lord told them to go across to the other side
And in the midst of their obedience, a storm arose in their life. When you're doing what God says for you to do, you may well get ready. Daniel, don't pray. Daniel said, you must be out of your mind. God told me to pray. I'm going. Yeah, I know you have a lounge den waiting on me, but I've got to stand for God. And because he prayed, all he was doing was praying. He didn't commit treason. He didn't break the law. All Daniel did was pray, and he got thrown in a lion's den. Are you glad that our God is a lion jaw locker? Because they'll throw you in the lion's den on your job. They'll gang up on you in your own home. But he's a lion jaw locker. And so storms are really unpredictable. They are inevitable, and they are manageable. The problem we have is that we try to manage our own storm. Storms are manageable, but not by you. Can I get a witness here? When we have a storm in our health, well, it's good to go to the doctor. Yeah, we try to find the best doctor. But we overlook the one doctor who can really do you some good. His name is Dr. Jesus. Can I get a witness here? He's the only one that's able to manage our storm. Those disciples now were in the midst of the sea, and they were trying to manage their own storm. But they were getting nowhere. They were toiling and they were rowing, but they were not getting anywhere. Can I get a witness there? But my Jesus came to them. And how many of you know that when you are in a storm, wait just a little while and the Lord will surely come in and see about you. Can I get a witness there? Friends may turn their backs on you when you're in the middle of your own storm. But just hold on until God's unchanging hand. He sure will come and see about you. He may not come when you call him, but just stay there and wait on the Lord. He will show up in after a while. And I heard Isaiah when he said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Can I get one witness here? They will mount up on wings as eagles. They will run and they won't faint. And it's all right. I know the Lord is able to do everything but fail. Hold on to God's an unchanging hand. The Lord came to them in the walking on the sea. He had the storm under control. Can I get a witness there? The songwriter said he planted his footsteps way out on the sea, and he rides on every storm. Thank you, God, for being my storm rider. He knows how to turn the storm and tell the storm which way to go. And when the storm is getting too rough for me, he knows how to tell the storm, hold on just a little while. You're too rough on the boy. He knows how to tell the storm to stop. Can I get a witness here? He rides and on every storm. He knows how to tell the storm peace. He needs some peace now. He's been in trouble for a long time. Peace. Hey, all right. And be still. If you in your storm, don't worry. And just a little while longer, and everything is all going to be all right. If you believe that everything is going to be all right, stand on your feet, hallelujah, and help me praise his name. When you're in the middle of a storm, it's not a time and to have a pity party. When you're in the middle of a storm, it's time to praise his name. When praises go up, a blessing come down. Ain't it all right? Ain't it all right? Say it! Say it! Oh! Sometimes you have to praise your way out of a storm. Don't let the devil get you down. The Lord is doing something while you're in a storm. There's a lesson in the storm for you. And when you get through with your storm, you come out on the other side stronger then when you went in. Joys are flowing like a river since the Comforter has come. Y'all help me. He abides with us forever. Make the trusting heart his home. Oh, blessed quietness, holy quietness, what assurance in my soul. Lord, on the stormy sea, Jesus speaks to me, and the billows cease to roll. Oh, blessed quiet. Y'all know that song. Holy quietness. The door of the church is open. In my soul, and on the stormy sea, Jesus speaks to me, and the billow ceases. Oh, blessed quietness. You're here and you don't know Jesus. In my soul, you ought to come now. On the stormy sea, Jesus speaks to me, and the billows cease to roll, bringing life and health and gladness all around this heavenly gate. And conquered unbelief and sadness, change our weariness to rest. Oh, blessed quietness, holy quietness, what assures us in my soul, Lord, on the stormy sea, Jesus speaks to me, and the billows, they cease. Yes, blessed quietness, holy quietness, unassurance in my soul, Lord, on the stormy sea, He speaks to me, and the billows cease to roll. Now, my brothers and sisters, Jesus is able. Now, He died on Calvary. He was buried in a grave, and He rose Sunday morning. When you believe this, you are saved right then. You received the Holy Ghost right then. You received the Holy Spirit right then. You don't have to go anywhere and tarry. For the Holy Ghost, He comes to live in you the moment you believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then when the storms come, you have a storm rider that's able to handle your storm. Right now, you've got to deal with your storms all by yourself. You're not saved. You've got to deal with your own storm. You don't have a Jesus to help you. When you accept Him as Savior, not only will He see you through the storms down here, but He has a home waiting on you when we get off this stormy sea. Now we're going to see some more storms. We're going to see some more storms. But one of these old days, He'll call us and we'll answer. I guess that's why the songwriter said, there'll be peace in the valley someday. Someday. Father, we thank You for Your blessed word, for Your blessed people. Thank You for the power of the Holy Spirit, and for showing me that I can do nothing without You. But with You, all things are abundantly possible. As we leave this place, we're so thankful that we can never leave Your presence. Keep us safe as we go. And when we arrive at our various destinations, O God, it is our prayer that we find that all is well with our families. Thank You for being the all-encompassing God. Nothing is there that You cannot do outside of failing. Thank You, Lord Jesus. And we love You. And now unto Him who's able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding great joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. In the blessed, lovely name of Jesus, we pray and we ask these blessings upon the people of God. And all of God's children sang together. Amen. Hug someone, tell them I love you.
And I mean it. God is a good God. Yes, He. Hello, God.